Sounds like Congregation Beth Torah. I'm Marv. It's Monday, October 6th, 2008, continuing our series on increasing Shabbat awareness and observance. They're four busy people, but Lori, Steve, daughter Allie, and son Adam still make time to bring Shabbat into their lives, introduce it to others, and they've been doing it for years. I spoke with them at Beth Torah yesterday afternoon.
Well, the first thing we do, we try to do every week, is to make our famous, or Steve makes his famous loaf of challah from scratch. And we incorporate it, even if Allie has she's a cheerleader, so if she has a football game, we do it at 4:30 if we have to, or we do it at 6:30. But we take the time to at least make the challah, light the candles, drink the wine, and say the prayers together as a family.
And how long have you been doing this? How did it come about?
When Allie was in preschool, at a Jewish preschool, they made all the little challah covers and they made the cute little candle holders. And so even back then, and even before when Steve and I first got married, we started to incorporate it into our lives. And I can remember behind that really icky frozen challah, and I thought I was really something making my own homemade challah. But as the years progressed, we did it every Friday night religiously with the kids, which was easier when they were toddlers and couldn't drive or go places. And so probably, gosh, Allie, you're 16, so probably, what, 13, 15 years now?
Is it difficult to make this come together these days because you are so busy? You are four different people, regardless of ages. You've got all kinds of commitments.
Well, it's really, sometimes it's hard because I have, cheer on Friday nights. And, Adam will have baseball or basketball or something. And so a lot of times, we'll be doing something with our friends, and our friends will just come. And they'll, we'll involve them in it, too. And so that's really fun. And it's kind of like a learning experience for them, too.
That really is a really very good question. And it's become more of a challenge as the children have gotten older. And really, as our lives have gotten busier. I mean, it just seems like nowadays, for the most part, people are really living big lives. And there are a lot of commitments, and there's a lot going on. And it's really more difficult nowadays to really carve out that special family time. But I really think that we do a pretty good job honoring that commitment. And it requires some flexibility on our part. As Lori said, sometimes, it may be that we're celebrating Shabbat a little earlier than we should be, or maybe a little later than what it's called for. And there have even been times where it just wasn't feasible to do it on a Friday night, and we've done it on a Saturday. I think the important thing is that it's not really for us so much of the day that we do it, even though we try to do it religiously, that we celebrate Shabbat in our hearts, and when that's what really counts for us. And we make it work.
The older they get, it does get more difficult, but my hope, and I think our hope for doing this, is that they will take this with them to college and into their Jewish lives. I want to go back, though, to one thing Allie said about our friends, because I think that's an important part. And Adam, why don't you tell a little bit about Evan, who's been your best friend since you were two, and how we've incorporated him into Shabbat.
Well, I think I met him when I was one or two. And he lives down the street, and he would come every Friday for Shabbat, and we'd try and get him to be involved. And now he knows all the prayers.
And the best part is he's a pretty active member at one of the mega churches in town. But he always says the Hamotzi and translates the Hamotzi for us, for everybody. So we like to really incorporate friends, Jewish friends and non-Jewish friends, and the kids always know that Friday night, they can stop by. They'll have at least one loaf of challah, maybe two, and a good dinner.
How does this all make you feel?
I like doing it. It's pretty fun, and it helps me get ready for my bar mitzvah, too, by just knowing the prayers.
I think it's kind of fun because, it gives our friends, an idea, because a lot of my friends don't have any other Jewish friends, and so they don't really know, any customs or any of that kind of stuff. And so for them to be able to, be involved in it and, they can get, a better idea.
For me, it's really about stopping the work week and, the traditional separating it out and just sort of sitting down and relaxing and making sure that we have that time together. And so that it makes me feel special. It makes me feel more connected to our heritage.
And for me, it's really a touchstone, if you will, that I know no matter how hectic the week gets or or just how crazy things go, or whatever the case may be, that at least there's a bright spot on the horizon to look forward to, where I know that we can kind of regroup and take a deep breath, and really reflect back on the week and all of our blessings and our family and what we have to be thankful for and to give thanks to God at that point in time. It's real important for me because it's not just going through the motions. It's an emotional thing that I really feel in my heart that that my life wouldn't feel complete if that wasn't part of it.
What do you do, or could you do, to celebrate Shabbat? Think about it, and if you'd like, let us know. BethTorahPodcast@gmail.com, or find other contact information at beth-torah.org. Thanks for listening, and if you enjoy these programs, please tell a friend.